I'm Eric Felton, and this is Beyond Category. We're here at the VOA Auditorium to hear Sine Qua Non, a Washington-based world music band. They mix jazz with flamenco and tango, with rumba and calypso. We're going to sit down with them and talk about how they make that mix happen. But first, let's check out some music. Thank you. We're joined with Sine Qua Non's bass player and pan player, Victor Provost on pan, Michael Bowie on bass. You got a lot going on in there, a lot of textures. This music seems to be a lot about textures, shifting textures.
I've listened to a lot of classical music, and I wanted to blend that harmony and the sense of texture. So I wanted to take that and blend it with world rhythms. And so that's really
what we're doing. So how do you do that? How do you bring a classical compositional technique and join it together with world rhythms?
Kind of like the peanut butter and the chocolate. You kind of mash it all together. The texture of the saxophone mixed with the steel pan is, it, you know, it's just something I'm hearing right now. And, it's been a lovely mix.
Well, it's such a distinctive sound, the steel pan. And this is a nice different kind of context for pan.
Yeah. I think the folks that are familiar with the instrument kind of have an idea or a preconception of where they would expect to hear it. And a lot of the playing that I do is actually in almost in a purely melodic context. So working with this group gives me a chance to kind of get into some of the nooks and crannies of the music that I don't get to in other working groups. So I'm not always just playing the melody.
And even playing a melody is not a simple thing on the pan. I think people don't realize that you think about a piano, it's a very linear instrument. Each note, one comes after the other as they ascend. Or
sure.
On a string instrument, whether it's bass or guitar or violin,
right.
The string as you move up, the note goes up. But with the pan, you've got to be moving across and back and forth the pan all the time to just move up chromatically.
A half step is as far away physically as it can get on the circular instrument. It's all the way on the other side of the instrument. So for chromatic passages, I'm dealing with this kind of backwards and forth motion.
Let me also say, the interesting part was when I handed Victor these parts, I had not written for steel pan. So what he's actually doing on steel pan comes from writing from a person that had never written for it before. So I just thought he'd just play this. But physically, just to watch him actually do that.
And he's one of the Now, do you adjust what you're writing to sort of make it, after you've consulted with Victor, to kind of make it a little more idiomatic?
Unfortunately not. No, I mean, this, you know, that's actually one of the great pleasures and challenges of working with the group is that, there are not many people that are composing original music for steel pan anyway. Yeah. And then those that do are rarely doing it in a very idiomatic way. There are pan players, there are steel pan musicians that compose for themselves and for other steel pan players that compose at the instrument. And the result of that is obviously an idiomatic way of composing what's comfortable on the instrument. I didn't learn that way. I mean, I listened to, while I was growing up, I listened to a lot of bebop, a lot of jazz musicians. And so I ended up learning to play on the instrument in a way that doesn't necessarily feel good anyway. So playing the lines in the music that Michael writes, although it can be difficult, it's just a fun challenge. Yeah.
And he meets it.
Well, now, bringing bebop into the mix, bringing a classical sensibility, and yet then world music, all of these other elements. How do you think in terms of combining the elements? Is it shifting from one groove to another, or finding some way of combining different grooves into something that is new and different?
A lot of the rhythms, I may have a sense of a region, you know, like a geographical region where I like to kind of explore. This group really, you know, in total, the music I want to take people on a journey. I want to go to different lands and really, you know, kind of experience the rhythms, the textures, given our limitations of instruments. I'm not going to pull out bagpipes, but I want to explore
Maybe
that
Maybe the
part
second
of the world.
Album would be bagpipes.
You know, but I want to explore that part of the world because, that, you know, there's beauty in all these different cultures. But the goal really is to kind of show the beauty of our differences through this music.
What are you guys going to play for us next?
Beautiful Land by Michael Bowie.
And we'll do Simple Pleasures, which is the title of our CD that's out right now.
Terrific. Sine qua non. We'll be right back. Well, Mark Prince and Lyle Link of Sine Qua Non, thanks so much. That was terrific. What was that last tune we just heard?
That tune was entitled Simple Pleasures.
There are all sorts of shifting rhythms that are happening.
The goal is to have a sense of seamless movement from texture to texture or groove to groove.
Lyle, you're using soprano and then flute, very sort of light, textured kind of instruments.
There's some things I do trying to sound kind of bird-like, little trills and little colors and ornamentations.
Those are things that seem to go perfectly with the steel pan, which kind of has that, can have that trilling quality as well.
Yeah, the soprano can sometimes have a kind of a brighter voice than and the pan does as well.
And Mark, you've got, of course, also Sam Seguito Turner on,
yes,
on all the
percussion.
Wonderful percussion,
yes,
happening. How, as a drummer, do you play with a percussionist? How do you make that interplay get not too busy, not overwhelming, but really mesh together?
If I'm hearing a cymbal sound or a metallic sound coming from Sam, I'll do something that complements it, but it's not the same thing. But it basically comes down to musicians being sensitive to one another. So you have to make sure you're listening and feeling things and serving the music to the best of your ability.
And Lyle, how do you think in terms of, you know, when you've got this rich textures going on, are you thinking in terms of this has a sort of tango characteristic, and so I'm going to think in a tango kind of idiom, or are you trying to think about melding something out of the various elements together?
Yeah, I try to get into the sort of spirit of each song, and a lot of times Michael will tell us some backstory about how the song was composed, and I sort of see each song as a poem or a story, and I try to, you know, play in a way that, you know, sort of indicates that feeling. Also, rhythmically, as Mark was saying, there's such a variety of rhythms that I can, when I'm improvising, I can play rhythmically, I can do things that I wouldn't do if we didn't have the percussion that we have.
Well, this is such fresh, fun music. What could we do together?
How about La Danza?
Yeah.
All right. Sine Qua Non. I'd like to thank my guests, Sine Qua Non, with Victor Provost on the steel pan, Lyle Link on woodwinds, Mark Prince on the drums, Sam Seguito Turner on percussion, and on basses, Mr. Michael Bowie. I'm Eric Felton, and I hope you'll join us again soon for more good music on Beyond Category.